I am delighted to say hello to my fellow broadcasters in Kuala Lumpur. I remember some of you from visits to your countries, and I met with you and your capable representatives on occasion in the United States. In the communications business, we try to avoid clichés, but indeed there is one we cannot avoid. For us, international understanding is more than a phrase of ready reference. It's a job. The tools we use, from teletypewriters to transmitters, from microphones to microwave relay links, and all the superb equipment represented by the display in the Stadium Nagara, are important to us. But they are only tools, with meaning only for the things they fashion. Understandably, it is your hope, as it is ours, that they fashion good words, which are more difficult to come by than are bad words, according to the ancient Chinese. There's another proverb I'm reminded of. One generation opens the road upon which another generation travels. The communications roads that our generation travels are impressive. But what roads will come from the paths we lay now? Telstar experiments today are just exciting whispers from space. Tomorrow, such marvels of electronic hardware will give programmers entirely new dimensions to work with. Among them, reliable intercontinental television. This is the stuff of a broadcaster's dream, built on practical and more earthy considerations, such as the useful exchange of programs, people, and techniques. I wish you success in your discussions, and I can assure you of the continuing interest and cooperation of the United States Information Agency. The goals you have set may be focused on a geographic location, but their values for free men are universal.